So good afternoon, everyone. I'm Gu Qing from Microsoft Shanghai. I'm working as a protocol test suite developer. And in the morning, my colleague Feng has introduced the test suite to you and also introduced how to use the test suite to test against your implementations. So in this session, Zach and I will give you some demos to make sure that it is very clear for you that how to use the test suite to test your implementations. Okay. So we will have three demos in this session. The first one is a protocol test manager, which is introduced in the morning. It is a UI tool that help you configure the system, configure the test suite, and run the test, select and run test cases. The super log view is a unified view UI of view is all the logs, like the test suite logs, the network traffic, and some decrypted RDP messages in the same main window. And the, also, Brian mentioned that we have some tools to help you debug the RDP codecs and compare the images. So we will have Zach to talk about RDP protocol test set, tool set, which is a website. Okay, so let's go to the protocol test manager. And the slide is the same as in the morning. So it's a UI tool, and we use this tool or to detect the features supported in your implementation, and select, configure, and select the test case. Let's just go to the demo. Okay. So in this demo, we will have two VMs. One is the test suite host, which I have installed our test suite. Another one is the test target. Here, I also use the free RDP as an example. The test suite is here. Okay, so after install our test suite and install the PTM, you can see a shortcut in the desktop, which is called the protocol test manager. So we can open it, and it's a creation with UI. So here, because our team working on the many Windows protocols, so we developed a lot of protocol test suite. With RDP is part of it. So if we install the RDP test suite, you can see that you can run the RDP test suite here. And now let's just configure it. So this page is an introduction of the RDP test suite. It will tell you, okay, what we test, and which protocols we included. And we can also click the deploy guide to, it will show that how you configure your system to make sure we can ready for test. Okay, I will not go to detail of the configurations, so you can just, it's a simplified user guide. So we just paste here, and let's go to the next page. So after we set up the environment for test, we can start to configure the test suite to run the test cases. Here we have three ways. The first one called auto detect, which is highly recommended by us. So we can auto detect your system and find the capability of your system. So of course we can do some manual configurations, and if we already used this tool before, we can save the profile and load it in next time. Okay. So for this demo, I will just show the auto detection. This is a warning. Okay. So here we just input some basic information like what's your IP address of your system, what's the username and the password, and okay, is your system a Windows implementation or not? And how to trigger the RDP client. In the morning, Feng has already introduced that we can use a protocol-based SUD control adapter, which means we use the manager code to trigger it. Okay. let's start to detect the system. For the detection, we will ping the system to see if it is available, and start a RDP connection with SUT, and check the supported protocols and the supported features in your system. Okay, let's see the detect result. So this is the result we detect from the FreeRDP system. It shows that, okay, FreeRDP supported the BCGR, supported RFX, and seems like the UDP related protocol are not supported. So, and for USB, I know that FreeRDP supported, but because we didn't plug in the USB device, so it shows that, okay, you didn't support this feature. And we also list some features to see that, okay, which features is supported your system. So this information is quite important for the next following pages. For example, in the next page, we will auto select recommended test cases for you, because some of the protocols are not supported, so we just skip that set of test case and just select the BCGR and RFX for you. So, and of course, you can say, I need to run the like display, or I don't want to run BCGR. You have the chance to check and uncheck your selections. So for the demo, to keep it simple, I will just select a few cases, just select RFX and some BVD cases. Okay. This is also a benefit from the detection result. So I think some of you may use our test suite in last year or maybe even before. So usually we need to configure a long config file to input, okay, where is your IP address, what's the port, what else configurations. But if we use this tool, because we already detection your capability of your system, we will change some config automatically for you. So there's a comment that, so for the configuration item with the star marked, it means that we already changed the configuration for you, because we already detected your system. Okay, so usually you don't need to manually configure your configuration again. Okay, so after we configure the test cases, and we need to choose an adapter. So when run our test suite, we have several ways, like the manage adapter, which means the protocol-based SUT control adapter, and we can use PowerShell to trigger the client start RDP connection. Of course, we can use some manual ways, like we call it interactive. So for this one, for this demo, I will use manager adapter, because it will automatically change the client to start a connection. Okay, after all of them are configured, so we have a summary page to tell you that, okay, the test reader is configured successfully, and we have selected 7 cases, and some config file are already be changed. Okay, and you can save your profile for your next time to use. Of course, we can load the profile here if you saved for before. Okay, so let's go to the long test case page. In this page, we already select some cases, we can start to run the test case. Here we have two buttons. One is called long all, so we can run all the test cases we select, or we can just select some of them to run the test case. Let me choose 2 cases to run the test. So the test case will automatically trigger the client to start a connection, okay, and we will send an image to the FreeRDP client and to see if it worked correct. And in this page, we have some status like test case in progress, it's passed or it failed. And when the case finished, we can click on the case and we can see the detail logs in the right part. So this is a detail log which is generated by us, by the test tool. And of course, sometimes you may need more details, which is generated by Visual Studio. We can click this button here, and it will show a file folder which contains the detail logs which are generated by the Visual Studio. And also we have some like screenshot of the image, and we do some compilation of the client image and the our test reader, which is server-side image, to see that your codex decoding is correct or not. Okay, any questions? Okay, so this is pretty much about the first demo of the Portable Test Manager. Let's switch to the second demo, which we call the Super Log View. So once we run the test cases, sometimes we may find some failures, and we need to do some debugging or investigation. So to investigate a test case failure, usually we need the test reader log, the test log. And of course, because we are testing against the protocol, we need some protocol traffic in the wire. And because RDP usually is encrypted, so we also need some decrypted or unencrypted message of RDP. So when we need to, this information is that we need to open several windows, like the test reader log, open the Visual Studio to see the decrypted message, open the NetMon or Wireshark to see the network traffic. But with this tool, we integrate all these logs into the same window. We use the message analyzer so we can add a provider called a protocol. Protocol test suite. And we can start to capture the messages, and then we can use one case as an example. So as you can see, that we capture the network traffic which shows in the white line, and the green line is the decrypted RDP messages, which is dumped by our test reader. Because our test reader is a synthetic server, we have all the information. We have the key of the session, and we have all the information. So we just dump the. So let's use this. So for this message, this one is the message, protocol message on the wire. So it's encrypted. But for this one, it's dumped by our test suite. It has the plain text. Clear text. So we can see that the detailed information of this message. And of course, our test reader will generate some logs here. So to tell you, okay, in this step, we are doing what kind of operations. Okay. So do you have any questions about this tool? Perfect. So I will let Zach to introduce the next demo.
I'm Zach, also from Microsoft Shanghai. Today, I will demonstrate the RDP protocol toolset website to you. You can access this website through this IP address. But please notice that is an internal IP address, so you can only access to it in your dev labs. Here, I'll open the website in my local host. This is the front page of our website. The RDP protocol toolset is a set of tools Is the set of tools help you to test the RDP protocols? In this website, it contains two parts. The first part is the RDP codec debugger tool, and the RDP codec debugger tool is used to demonstrate and debug the remote FX codec algorithms. And another is the image compression tool. These two shows several image quality assessment algorithm to you, including as PRSR, SS, IM, and East Central. Okay, let's first look at the RDP codec debug tool. In the last year, in the Plugfest of last year, some partners told us the remote FX codec algorithms are so complicated. It's hard to debug. It is better if we can provide them some tool. And we also have a similar requirement. So these two maybe help them and help us. Okay, you must have more interest about the decode process. So let's begin with the remote FX decode decode algorithm. In the remote FX codec decode, there are five stages, including RLGR decode, subband restriction, decodization, inverse DWT, and the color correction. And the input of the decoder is the data on the wire. Okay, I have some data captured from the network. This data I captured from the network. Here I copy and paste to the input box. There are three dimensions, Y, CB, and CR. After input the network dump, you can set the parameters here. After that, just click the decode. Okay, this tool will show the input and output for each stage. And at the last stage, it will show the final decoded image here. Okay, you must want to know what's the difference between your implementation and ours. We provide you a compare function at each stage. The compare function. For demo purpose, I just copy this data. And modify some of them. Then click the compare. This tool will clearly show where is the difference between the between both results. Of course, there are always some slight difference between implementations. So the result may be not exactly the same, but it may be not wrong. So at the bottom we provide you the mean square errors. The mean square errors is a reference of the difference between both results. And when the MICE value is zero, it means all the data are exactly the same. And the larger the MICE value, the larger difference between the results. You can use the mean square error as a reference. And sometimes the implementation has an error just at one stage. So you want to just debug that stage. In this situation, You can input your data at the input box at each stage. Here, I also saved some data here. Also 3WY. After input the data, click the recompute button. Then the result of this stage are updated, and the result of the following stage are updated too. And the last stage, a different image is shown here, because I changed the input of the inverse DWT stage. So use this method, you can debug each stage separately. And we provide the source code of the remote codec. You can click the code button, and the source code of this stage will display it on our website. You can click each function to see the detailed code. These codes are also included in the RDP test weight, and these codes are written exactly according to the Microsoft Open Spec. So I think this code will be helpful to you to understand the Microsoft document. We also have a remote FX encoder. The encoder simulates the server to encode images. It also includes 5 stages. Okay, let's go ahead to the remote FX progressive encoder and decoder. The progressive encoder and decoder are similar with the remote FX encoder and decoder, but it has more stages. Here you have 7 stages. Has an additional subband diffing stage and a progressive quantization stages. There are 7 stages. This time I will show you a complete encode and decode process. The input is an image. At the bottom, you can also set the parameters. Then click the encode. It's the same, and these two will show the inputs and outputs here. And at the last stage, it is different between from the remote FX encoder, because it results multiple layers of result. There are 4 layers. You can click this button to export all the result to the remote FX progressive decoder. For example, I want to dump all 4 layers result, and click OK. Okay. Then the tool will decode all the results layer by layer. And at the last stage, it will show the decoded image. And you can see the image is clear, is much clearer when the clients get more layers of data. Okay, this is our remote, our RDP codec debug tool. Are there any questions? Okay, cool. Let's look at another part of this tool. Another part is the image comparison tool. In the image comparison tool, it includes several image quality assessment algorithms, such as MSE, PSNR, SSIM, MSSIM, and GSSIM. In our test suite, we use the MSSIM algorithm to compare the images. At the bottom, it shows four images with different qualities. These tools are mentioned. These images are mentioned in the morning. And in the table, we listed all the results of each algorithm. You can see from this table. I'll show you how to use this tool. Take the MSSIM as an example. It's very simple. What you need to do is just input the two images. You can also set the parameters, but it recommends not to change them because these parameters are used in the paper and used in our RDP test suite. Then click the compare button. Then the tool will show the result of each dimension for Luma, CB, and CR dimension. But generally, we use the Luma dimension value as the assessment value. At last, we give some reference over these algorithms and the paper. If you want to know more, you can read this paper. The other algorithms are nearly the same with the MSSIM. That's all the image comparison tool. Are there any questions? Oh, okay. You can access this website. Use this URL. You're welcome to have a try. And we appreciate if you have some comments. Thank you.